Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
This past Thursday, our nation celebrated its birthday and also the signing of the Declaration of Independence from English rule. Those of you who are aware of what is written in the Independence, the Declaration of Independence, knows that the second paragraph says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." The closing words of the writers of the Declaration of Independence solemnly states, "With a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." Fred, if the writers and signers of the Declaration of Independence felt that it was important to declare in writing that all men are created equal and that dependence on God is essential to a nation's well-being, my question is, who or what has caused this nation to go astray from the principles that it was founded upon? New Providence, is it possible that the writers and signers of the Declaration of Independence were in reality, as stated in their closing words, pledging to each other that they alone and their descendants would be entitled to equal treatment, while persons of other colors or languages would not be entitled to these same rights? Is it possible that they were initially sincere in their attempt to establish equality for all in this nation, but forgot or dismissed what they made a solemn agreement to do in the area of equality for all men? In light of the events and ruling that took place in the highest court in the land, that it is important for us to revisit the words that Moses spoke to the children of Israel as they were about to experience the thrill of independence after centuries of slavery in Egypt. Although the words of our text were written centuries ago, this very warning could very well apply to our nation today. In Deuteronomy 8, 17 through 20, Moses tells the children of Israel, you may say to yourself, my power and strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today. Moses said, if you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, Moses said, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. My brothers and my sisters, righteousness and justice are the determining factors that make a country great. Did you hear what I said? I said righteousness and justice are the determining factors that make a nation or a country great. It is not personalities, nor is it military might. Solomon writes in Proverbs 14:34, he says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. New Providence and friends, what is happening in our nation today? I'll tell you. Sin and unrighteousness are running rampant in our nation. We are a nation who has tried and still are trying to erase the existence and presence of God out of every aspect of our nation and our society. We are a nation who has forgotten to honor and reverence God. To a great extent, our nation's objectives are no longer equality for all men, and total reliance on God. But we have now focused on success, status, and security. And these are followed closely by self-indulgence, comfort, and pleasure. Can I talk to y'all today? Our nation and society operates in a spirit of permissiveness. Our permissive society turns freedom into license, rights into riots, and pornography into profits. More concerned about a higher standard of living, some of us fail to live by any standard at all. Riches are elevated above righteousness and science above the Savior. Many of us have abandoned the moral law, and then we have the nerve to shake our heads in disbelief as crime increases. What deacons, what preachers, what congregation, what in the world is happening to our nation? What is going on with our children today? Why are we raising a generation of children who care nothing for the knowledge or things of God? Have we as parents contributed to the ills of a nation and the ills of children who has forgotten God? Moses warned us that there are consequences. Somebody say consequences. When a nation tries to dismiss God out of their existence. Can we talk about it? What were some of the warning signs that we as a nation bought into, which contributed to our heading in the wrong direction in regards to God and our children? Some of you older folk remember when Madeline Murray O'Hare complained that she didn't want any prayer in our schools, and we as a nation said, okay. Then someone said, you had better not read the Bible in school. You know the Bible that says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and love your neighbors as yourself. And we as a nation said, okay. Then Dr. Benjamin Spock said we shouldn't spank or discipline our children when they misbehave, because their little personalities could be warped and we might then damage their self-esteem. And we as a nation said, okay, we won't spank or discipline our children anymore. Then someone said that teachers and principals better not discipline our children when they misbehave. And school administrators decreed no one in school is to touch a student when he or she misbehaves, because we don't want any bad publicity and we don't want to possibly be sued. And we as a nation said, okay. Can I tell you one more? Then somebody had the nerve to say, let's no longer call in school our children by the terms boy and girl, but neutrally genderize them. And we as a nation said, okay. Then somebody said, let's provide our children with condoms so they can have safe sex. Oh, y'all mighty quiet. And get into all the immorality they desire. Don't teach them abstinence until they get married, nor teach them a balanced sexual education curriculum that addresses the horrors of sexually transmitted disease. And guess what we as a crazy nation did? We said, okay. And we wonder, New Providence and friends, we wonder what is wrong with our children today. We wonder why they have no conscience, why they don't know right from wrong, and why it doesn't bother them to disrespect others and even kill. It is because as a nation, we have devoided ourselves of biblical principles and have dismissed God from our midst. Today, I testify to you that we as a nation are now reaping what we have sown. And we need to be reminded that whenever a nation forgets God, trouble is right around the corner. I don't know about you, but no matter what this nation says or does, I know that God is still in charge. I don't know about you, but I know that God is still seated on the throne. And you know what, New Providence and friends? It did not catch God by surprise on the decision of the Supreme Court this week. When I heard of their decision, I said, I've got to believe in the Lordship of Christ. I've got to believe that God is still in control and that God will come to the aid of his children. And you know what? What has taken place in our nation reinforces to me my desperate need of God. I don't know about you, but I need him. Oh, I need him. Every hour, I need him. Do you need him in here today? And even in tough times, I know that my God can still bless me. And because I know he can bless me, even though the nation may be going awry, I cannot and will not forget what the Lord has done, is doing, and going to do for me. Though our nation is forgetting the presence of God, I won't. Tell your neighbor, I won't. I won't forget what he has done for me. As I close, what new providence, what friends, is the penalty for willfully forgetting God? Oh yeah, tell your neighbor, there's a penalty. Found in the text. The text tells us that the penalty is destruction. Oh, I know that there may be some here, some listening or watching today, who are thinking that God will never destroy America. But let me quickly remind you that if God allowed destruction to fall upon his chosen covenant people, Israel, he can allow destruction to come upon us as a nation. Don't you think that as a nation, that we are too smart, too militarily advanced, or too strong to be taken down? You know why? Because God has all power in his hands. He has the power to give life, and he has the power to take life away. I don't know about you, but I believe that we as Christians should call our nation to have a 2 Chronicles 7 14 moment. What do you mean to have a 2 Chronicles 7:14 moment? Y'all know what the book says. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then. Did you hear what he said? Then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins. Then I will heal the land. And our nation is in need of a healing today. So, New Providence, I want to suggest to you, this is, you don't have to accept it, but I believe that our country, as a nation, is forgetting God, and it's being demonstrated in the laws that they're passing, and the way that they're treating people. And God eventually is going to say, enough is enough.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.